comment there. I know everyone can see it. I have really enjoyed prioritizing putting my money into my pays for over the past few months. Oh my God. See, now this is exactly what I'm talking about. So when I speak to clients about this concept of siphoning money out to pay yourself first, I always say this because sometimes it's a bit nerve-wracking if you haven't done it before. And it's almost like, oh, but will I be short? Will I have enough to live? And all I simply say is, well, it's in this other bank account. You can grab it if you want. Like it's still your money. I mean, unless you've actually committed it to a stock spot, which you're talking about, and start investing. But just to get over those nerves, just to test it out. What does it feel like? What's the worst thing that could happen? You end up with 5 grand, you just told me, in the other account. Hats off to you. Big high five. Now you're talking, right?
Thanks.
Tell me how that felt for you.
What's that?
Tell me how that felt for you, Opal, when you first started doing it.
Really empowering, actually, because I've been putting money diligently into my super. I'm sole trader, and so I started doing this, but I've also got another account that I'm able to put some money in as well, so I can go on a holiday and have something nice as well. So I'm not, completely denying myself, but it's really nice to have that money because I feel like I'm nearly at the end of the program now, so I'm nearly ready to go with that.
All right, so I'm going to be looking out for your investment execution plan soon. Awesome, fantastic. So you have said here, ready to invest in StockSpot. Awesomeness. So basically, that would be your initial, what I call capital deposit, and then you link up a savings plan to it. So whatever you were putting in this StockSpot, sorry, into this to build this 5 grand. Then you realign that to the StockSpot account
I
and
just kept going. Yep. Great.
away it goes.
Awesome.
You are awesome. High five.
Well, five choice. It's good. Yeah, it's pretty easy, really.
Look, I'm not going to look, I don't want to say that because I don't want other people to kind of be put off by that. We have our own challenges. Some people can see things a lot easier and compartmentalize. And then you've got the creatives like my daughter who don't kind of see the world like that and need a different angle. I get that. That's okay. We're here and support my team, Ren, your success coach, Gina, as you know, I'm always here. So we're all here to support you all, but we all have different ways of looking at it. But congratulations. That is exactly what Empower is about. It's to empower you to do what you've just done.
And the thing that really helped me was being a sole trader. I had all my money going into the one account and it just didn't work for me. So I, my big stopping point was figuring out, okay, getting my bank account as a business transaction, keeping my business account separate, siphoning it into my personal account, and that just made it so much clearer for me. That's great. Thank you.
That's awesome, Opal, because that's what I always talk about as well. So when I use my hands to sort of show this is your business, put you out of that, separate your business from your personal wealth, because this is what's really important for the future. And that's exactly what you're doing. You're siphoning across to here. Otherwise, there's no clarity, there's no boundaries. And how would you do what you've just been able to do if you hadn't done that? So well done.
Thank you.
Goodness.
Thanks,
Thank
Ryan.
you, Opal.